בעזוס השם, מנחס חינוך, מצווס גיד הנושה, שיר גימל. The מנחס חינוך brings a שאלה in סיפקות ניוד about בולה. What if a person swallows without chewing? Now, בעניונם of אכילו, you always have to compare and contrast מצווס of אכילו and איסורם of אכילו. So the מנחס חינוך brings the גמור in פסוחים דף קוף תסבוב, בולה מצו יוצא. If a person swallows the matzah, he doesn't chew it, you yoytze the mitzvah of matzah even by just swallowing. Grada, the Gemara says there that mor or not, because by mor there's a bazundera inyan, you want to feel the meriris, and that's only from chewing it. But mitzad the etzem maisa of achila, swallowing is considered achila. Bola matzah yotze. Kemoikein, legabi isurim, that if a person is beileya, macholas asuris, also, bola itself will be oiver. You can infer that from the matzah, and he even brings mefurish gemaras. The gemara in Chul in Kuf Gimel, he brings that says grumaisa ze'irta. The gemara has a shaila that there's one man the yomer by Ever Menachai that you have to eat it mamish bevasachas, and the gemara is looking how is it shaykh? He swallowed it all in one shot. So the gemara was a small piece; he swallowed it without chewing. Also, the gemara in Ksubis Daf Lamed, tochav loychaveri lebeis habliya, a person stuffed chaylev down his friend's throat. So you see, you're chayiv even just by bola. Sailagabe mitzvis, that it's a kiyam mitzvah, it's considered achila. Bli is considered achila. Henlagabe kiyam mitzvis, henlagabe isurim. But then he brings, the Gemara continues, korchoi besiv lo yotza. The Gemara says if you wrap up the matzah in a sieve, in some unedible wrapper, then you're not yotza the mitzvah of matzah. Clares the Mishnah Lamelech, what about legabe isurim? Is that also true of isurim? That mi'ikar hadin midoraisa, if you take chazer, nevela, isurim, and you wrap it up in a sieve, you won't be over the avera? If we were already comparing mitzvahs of achila to isurim of achila, l'moshe l'gabe bliya, we compared that, we said, bola matzah yotza, bola macholas asuris chayiv. Maybe kamoikein, if korchoi besiv is not yotza, maybe ba'oisai mida, the din should be that korchoi besiv, you shouldn't be over the avera. Maybe this is negeya by, let's say, if you have medicines that are not kosher, okay, maybe if it's a sakana, you have to take it anyways, but would there be a mile of maybe wrapping it up in something? There's an interesting maisa from Rabbi Kiveger. We see it that the Gemara says, if you wrap up the matzah in sieve, you're not yoytza. So there's a shaila in the achroinim. What if you wrapped it up in something edible? Is korchei besiv because it's a chatzitza? And who would then, if you wrapped up the matzah in a scrambled egg and some other edible food, that would also be a problem? Or is it dafka because it's something that's unedible? There are shittas that bring down that even if it's something edible, that's also a chatzitza. Even if you wrap it up in something edible. Now, one thing not, if you wrap up the matzah in moror, the moror is not going to be a chatzitza. Because matzah and moror are meshach shaychi to each other, and the moror won't be a chatzitza. Lefiza comes from Kiveger with a blitz. We know there's a whole shaila. What if a person only has matzah of tevel or chodosh? He has matzah that's made out of macholas asuris. And there's a shaila. Could he be yotze the mitzvah? The achroinim deal with this. This is not our topic already. Whether you should apply esei doichaloisesei, toises and kedushin lamed ches, betzem handles esei doichaloisesei. There's also an issue of mitzvah baba avera. Comes Rabbi Kiveger. He says he has a moiridika plan. You have this matzah of chodosh. If you'll wrap it up in a sieve, so then you defeated the purpose. You won't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. And who then, if you hold that even edible food is a chatzitza, you won't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. You won't be over the isur of chodesh either, because it's wrapped in a sieve. If you assume that by isurim also sieve is a chatzitza, but you won't have the mitzvah. Comes Rabbi Kiveger, but wrap it up in morah. If you'll tell me that any wrapping is a chatzitza, even edible food, but by the mitzvah of matzah, morah is not considered a chatzitza because the morah is shaykh to the matzah. The morah is shaykh to the mitzvah of matzah. But the isur chodosh, the isur tevel that's in this matzah, the morah is a chatzitza like any other wrapper. So we have a new patent, how a person can be yoitza, the mitzvah of matzah, by chodosh, and not have the isur of chodosh, if he wrapped it up. Lamaisa, even on the first Hanukkah, that the Menchus Chinuch Namdon, that bola, your oivri surim, he made a tzushto from mitzvahs, there are those that say maybe it's not poshet. You see, the Menchus Chinuch has a tzad, the Mishlo Melech has a tzad, that even if korchai besiv is not a mitzvah of matzah, maybe it still is iser. Who adin lagabi bola? You have to know the gedorim. If it's mukhrich, it's the same as by mitzvahs. The Rachmanim want to say maybe dafk over there because the Gemara and Chulin, you swallowed a small thing. It was the derech to eat such a small thing by swallowing. But when one swallows a bigger zach, maybe then it won't be considered that Bola will be over the Yisr. The next topic is already a big sugya. The issue of whether Gid HaNoshe is Osir Bahano. Sifkot Nir Aleph, the Menchas Chinuch brings, there's a shayla of Gid HaNoshe is Osir Bahano. So the Rambam paskins that Gid HaNoshe is Mutter Bahano. And to get straight into the topic, there's a famous sugya in Psochim called the sugya of Chizki of Rabavo. Over there, Rabavo shtels aveka yisoid. Kol mokaim shenemar b'Torah lo yoichal lo yisoichal lo yisoichlu. Whenever it says in the Torah an isra achila, zot Rabavo, every time that the Torah says isra achila, it includes isra hana also, unless otherwise specified. The sugya starts really with chametz. If you realize how the sugya opens up, the Gemara says that chametz is asur b'hana. So the Gemara says, what's the makar? So Chizkiya says there's a special yalfusa, because by chametz it says lo ye ochel. The diak of lo ye ochel teaches me that the chametz is even asur b'hana. And Rabavo comes and argues and says, no, there's a klal that whenever it says lo yoichel, lo yisoichel, any loshen, if it says an isra achila, be pashtus, it includes hana also. So by chametz it says it's asur b'achila, avad, it's asur b'hana also, unless otherwise specified. What's the makar of Rabavo? Rabavo says because by nevela, the Torah goes and says by nevela that it's mutter b'hano. You can yitneno lenochri. You can give it to the goy. Why does the Torah say that? It's the teaching you that by nevela, where it was osur b'achila, the Torah went out of its way to teach you that it's mutter b'hano. Mashma that b'derech klal, unless otherwise specified, all macholas asuris are also osur b'hano. Of course, the Gemara there in Pesachim spends two blot going through a whole array and list of macholas asuras that it proves from various brises and mishnayis that they're not osur b'hano. And it goes through every single one of them, Giranosha, Dam, Sharniskal, Chaylev, it goes through one by one, and it works out that even though Rabavo Be'etzem has this rule that everything is osur b'hano, but each one finds a separate makar that it's mutter. So the one that's negayos is Giranosha, of course, and the Gemara asks, according to Rabavo, that the emes when it says lo yisoichel, it's asur b'hano. So it says by Giranosh, it says al kein lo yoichel b'nei Yisrael. So it should be asur b'hano. And it's the chamishna nishtazoi that you could have hano from Giranosh. You can give it, sell it, and give it to a guy, whatever. You're allowed to have hano. And for the Gemara klal, kishehutra nevela chelba v'gida hutra. Harei nevela also it says it's asur b'achila. Elamai the Torah went and said that nevela is mutter b'hano. Nevela means the entire animal. Nichlal in a nevela, the entire nevela is mutter b'hano. I would have thought it's aser, and the Torah says no, it's mutter b'hano. Nichlal in the nevela is also the giranosha and the chaylev. So kishahutra nevela, it's megalitas that giranosha and chaylev is also mutter. Not just by a nevela, by all animals, even by shchuta, but it shows you that the iser hano it doesn't apply. But the Gemara speaks out, and this is the kneich, that this idea that kishahutra nevela chelba v'gida hutra only makes sense if you hold yesh begidin b'noisin tam. Because then the emes agid anosha does have a tam, and it's osur al snevela, and the Torah was matir et b'hano, so it was also matir the isur gid b'hano. But if you hold ein begidin b'nois and tam, then this drosha, this idea of kishahutra nevela, chelba v'gida hutra doesn't apply. The gid anosha anyways doesn't have a tam, and anyways doesn't have isur nevela. And mikan, this is classic Torah in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't shtim with the sugya. Kipshutoi. On one hand, the Rambam paskins like Rabavo. He brings down the klal of Rabavo. In Hilchas Macholas Asuris, the Rambam Bahar Chava brings down the klal of Rabavo, Perek Tesvov, Macholas Asuris, Halacha Tesvov. He brings down Bahar Chava, Kol Mokoim, that it says in the Torah, Isra'chila, it means Isuri Hana also, unless otherwise specified, there's a few exceptions to the rule. But the klal of Dover is that something that's Osir Bachila is Osir Bahana. The Rambam then goes and says, Giranoshe is Mutter Bahana. Yiranosh is mutter b'hano. The problem is, the Gemara said, the only way to understand, loit rabavo, that really everything is asur b'hano unless otherwise specified. What's the makar to say, Giranosh is mutter b'hano? Using the mechanism of kishahutra nevela, chelba v'gida hutra. But the Gemara specifically says that this mechanism of kishahutra nevela only works if you hold yesh begidin b'noisin tam. The Rambam haltach ain begidin b'noisin tam. That's the classic kasha that all the Gedolei Achronim ask. That the Gemara says, if Rabavo says everything is asur b'hano unless otherwise specified, and Giranosh's excuse to become mutter b'hano is kishahutra nevela chelba v'gida hutra, that's based on only if you hold yesh begidin b'noisin tam. The Rambam now is stuck. He holds ein begidin b'noisin tam. He brings the klal of Rabavo and nevertheless says Giranosh's mutter b'hano. Let's ask the kasha simply. Where's the makar that giranosha's mutar bano? There's a lot of Torah on this. Maybe just b'katzara, some of the nakudas. The Magid Mishnah already brings from the Ramban that the Emes, the Gemara, in that big sugi of Chizkir of Avo, as we said, it searches on all kinds of makaris of things that are mutar bano. And at the beginning of the sugi, the Gemara in fact said, kishahutra nevela, chelba v'gida hutra. But later on, the Gemara brings another makar that chelev is mutar bano. Because by chelev, it says, yei osel chol malacha. So you can do anything with chelev, so chelev is mutar bano. The Gemara then says also, giranosha can be learned that from a kal v'chaymer, from a chelev. Ma de chelev, which is oynish karis, is mutar bano. Giranosha certainly of the animal should be mutar bano. So we have a new makar. You don't need kishahutra. Chelev is mutar because of exeris hakosev, and giranosha is learned out from a kal v'chaymer, from a chelev. And the emes is, interessante maisa. There are many other Torahs in the Achorayim, and we'll mention some of them a little bit, but I want to bring out one nakuda. It's, you know, you have this, when the Rambam says Ashver Azach, like we're in a triangle over here in the Rambam, between he holds Giranosh's Mutter Bahano, he holds like Rabbevo, and he doesn't allow himself the heter of Kishahutra Nevela, because he holds Ein Megidin Benoist and Tam. So we're stuck in a Rambam now. There could be all kinds of Torahs. Oh, but this pshat that we're saying now, the Rambam himself says it. Because if you go back and look, when the Rambam brings the Klal Rabbevo, and he says, Kol Mokam, that it says in the Torah that it's Osur Achila, it includes this Arana, except a few exceptions to the rule. And he brings over there, Giranosh is one of the exceptions to the rule, and he says, why? Because we learn it in Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means Yud Gimel Midas, Kal V'Chomer. It's Avad, he's referring to this Kal V'Chomer, that we learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer of Chalef. We learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer of Chalef. Well, the Achroinim ask, interesting to Shailef, this is Pshan and the Rambam, that the Makar that Giranosh is Mutter is because it's Kal V'Chomer from Chalef, we have a problem. There's an Isser Schoira. Even things that are mutter bahano are osur b'schoira. The Menachas Chinuch Bemis brings it at the end. That even things that are mutter bahano are osur b'schoira. And the Rambam brings down the Gedarim of Isra Schoira, and it's not mavur that Giranosh is osur b'schoira. The Shaila is why? Chelev is mutter b'schoira. Because it says, yei osur l'chol malacha, even schoira. Giranosh should also be mutter b'schoira. And the Rambam doesn't bring that that's an exception to the rule. Unless you say that maybe Giranosha, since Ein Begidin Benois and Tam, it's Poshet that it doesn't have the Isra Schoira. Efshi, you could say as that Torah. But that's the simple Pshan of the Rambam, the Makar that Giranosha's Mutar Bano is called Vachomer from Chalef. Another Mahalach, the classic Mahalach of the Shara Melech, it's a little bit confusing, maybe more than a little bit, but Bektsara, he says like this. The Gemara says that the technicality of Kishahutra Nevela, Chelba Vegida Hutra, only makes sense if Giranosha has a taste, because then the Giranosha was Osir Os Nevela. But if Ein Begidin Benois and Tam, so there was no Isser of Nevela on the Gid, you can't have the Kishahutra. Ober in the Rambam Alein is Nishtazay, we spoke about this in the previous shir, that the Rambam holds that the Giranosha of a Nevela is Chayiv Shtayim. A wonder. Giranosha of Nevela, you Chayiv Osif a Gid, Osif a Nevela. Why are you over on Isser Nevela? The Rambam holds Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. The Teretz is Achshevei. The Chiddush of the Rambam, Achshevei. Once the Giranosh is Osir Als Gid, it's Osir Als Nevela also. Oy bezoi the Gid of Hanosha of Nevela is Osir Als Nevela. The Achshevei of Giranosh makes it Osir Als Nevela. And nevertheless, the Torah says that Nevela is Mutter Bahano, Kishahutra Nevela, Chelba Vagida Hutra. The Rambam Lashitasi that holds Achshevei is able to learn Kishahutra Nevela, Chelba Vagida Hutra. Another Teretz that they say is that not only is Nevela Mutter Bahano, Treif is also Mutter Bahano. And you could say the same idea, Kishahutra Treifa, Chelba Vegida Hutra. The difference is that by Treifa, it says, Lakelev Tashlicha Noisai. The Heter Hanoh that's expressed by Treifa is that you could throw it to the dogs. Dogs eat Giranosha also. Hare, the whole problem was by Nevela that you can't apply Kishahutra Nevela, Chelba Vegida Hutra, because the guy that you're going to sell this Nevela to, Titnena Lenochri, is not going to eat Giranosha, doesn't have a time. Oh, but Treifa, it says, Laklovim, Lakelev Tashlicha Noisai. A Kelev is going to eat Giranosha also. You could apply Kishahutra Treifa, Chelba Vegida Hutra. One last Mahalach will mention, interesting. Rabbi Chonan says, a Svara on his own, Rabbi Chonan Vassaman, Kovet Shiurim, Psachim over there. Dafka, because Giranosha is Ein Boy Nois and Tam. That's dafka reason why it should be mutter bahano. It's a special gzeres hakosov that a ma'is achila without a tam is going to be chayv. But derech klal iser hano, Rabbi Vo's rule is whenever something is osur ba'achila, so it's osur as the hano of achila. Who then it's osur with all hanois unless otherwise specified. But Giranosha is a flat dry ma'is achila. That's what the iser with the Torah was. It doesn't include iser hano. It's a plea de gezach. Toysis and Psochem over this says punk fakert. Toysis and Psochem over this says, and daf chav beis, that even like Chizkiya, who b'chalal doesn't have kolol d'rabavu, Chizkiya holds that all isurim are only asur b'achila, it's possible that he holds that it's asur b'hano. Now, l'guf ha'inyan, if Giranosh is asur b'hano or not, if again, if you just to speak out with the zumvur in there in the sugya, that if you go with Rav Avo says that whenever it says isur achila, it includes isur b'hano also. So the Gemara says, it says Giranosh is mutter b'hano. Gemara says, k'shehutra neveilach el b'vigida hutra. Shrekti Gemara, but that's only if you hold Yesh Begidim Benayis and Tam. Rab Shimon holds Ein Begidim Benayis and Tam. So to Gemara, Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon is the one that holds Tak Giranosh is Osir Bano. Rab Shimon doesn't have the concept of Kishahutra. Rab Shimon is going to be the one that holds Ein Begidim Benayis and Tam. So it's interesting. We brought that the Rambam Paskins Giranosh is Mutter Bano. The Tor Bemis brings down 2 days about it. The Machalikas Rambam and the Rosh, whether it's Osir Bano. The Beis Yosef over there brings also, he's handling the Beis Yosef in Yerodea, whether Giranosh is Osir Bano. But he's Moir at the end, he says, Lamaisa, in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayishlach, in the Zohar, it says that Giranoshi is Osir Bano. So he's like, Moir, you have to be Choshes for the Zohar. So comes back the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo, the Darkei Moshe says back, he says, he doesn't understand. The Zohar is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Shimon Avad holds it's Osir Bano. That's what the Gemara said in Psochem, that Rab Shimon who holds Ein Beginim Benayis and Tam, he doesn't have Kishahutra. Like Rab Shimon like Amrit, the Gemara says, Rab Shimon Avad holds Giranosh is Osir Bano. So he asks on the Beis Yosef, what are you in a spoil that the Zohar says that Giranosh is Osir Bano? The Zohar is Shitas Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Shimon Avad is the one that holds that Giranosh is Osir Bano. B'chol Eifin, the Rambam Shita was that Giranosh is Mutter Bano. Mechasanach then goes weiter. Interesting maisa. Bechlal by all isurei hano. Again, we do have the klal of Rav Avoh that, unless otherwise specified, and many things have a yotzei mina klal, but the klal adover is that things that are osur b'achila are also osur b'hano. Basar v'cholav is osur b'hano. Chometz v'pesach is osur b'hano. The Rambam shita is in Hilchas Macholas Asuris that even something a Macholas Asuris that's osur b'hano, you don't get malchus for the hano. Again, important klal. Even if you go with Rav Avoh, that things that are osur b'hano, but you only get malchus for the achila. The ikar hano is achila, and you'll only get malchus for achila. There's an isur d'oraisa to have hano, but you won't get malchus. The Magid Mishnah is masber why? Because there's something that's royal achila, so the ikar hano that it's a candidate for is for achila. If you went and used it for shmearing, doing sicha, shmearing, or various other hanos, you're over in a sederaisa. Aber it's shaloi kederich. Ha gufa, that be'etzim this thing is edible and it's royal achila. So you take over an iser deraisa of nene, but you won't get malchus. Meir de kazach. There's an iser deraisa of hano, on basav cholov, on chometz, and on the things of Rav Avoh that are osir b'hano, but malchus you'll only get for achila. The Mishnah Melech brings that emes it's a machlekes rishonim. Toisus in a few places argues, and Toisus holds no. Things that are osur b'hano mideraisa are also going to get malchus mideraisa. Machlekes rishonim, machlekes Rambam and Toisus. Again, the Rambam's shita is that things that are osur b'hano, macholis asuris that are osur b'hano, ataka osur mideraisa b'hano, of a malchus you won't get. Comes the Mechas Chinuch with an interesting chiddush, and you have to hold up. But on one hand, you have to realize the Rambam holds Giranosh as Mutter Bano, so we're not going in the Rambam itself. But he says, Lu Yitzur, like the Rishonim that Giranosh is Osir Bano. Like the Rishonim that Giranosh is Osir Bano, you'll get Malchus also. Because the whole Hezber in the Rambam, why you don't get Malchus by Hano, is because this thing is edible food and it's Iker Biroi for Achila, so Hano, other Hanois is Shaloi Kederech. But by Giranosh is Ein by Nois and Tam. So Be'ikr it could be for the other Hanois. It could be Ikr be for the other Hanois, and in a Hanami you'll get Malchus even for the Hano. Vinati, the Rambam holds that by all Isuri Hano, you get Malchus. Comes the Menachas Chinuch one step further. Let's assume again, let's pick an example. Basar v'cholav is Osir b'Hano. It's not just Osir b'Achila. It's Osir b'Hano. Giranosh like some Rishonim, Paskin, like Rav Shimon, that Giranosh is Osir b'Hano. And then there's a tzad even, like some Rishonim, that you get Malchus, right? According to Shitas Toisus, that Giranosh is Osir Bano, and you even get Malchus. Klar is the Menachas Chinuch, what's the shear? I know by Macholas Asuris, we know that the shear is to eat a full kezayis. Or by Giranosh, if you have enough from a, if you eat a full Giranosh, you ate a berry, we spoke in the other shear. But what about Hano? When you have a Macholas Asuris that's Osir Bano, What's the shear? How much of it you have to have enough from? A kezayis taka? Maybe a shava pruta? Maybe even a mashahu? Do we find that there's a shear of kezayis? See, Claire's? So the Mechas Chinuch says, it must be that there's a shear of kezayis. If you're going to tell me that there's no shear of kezayis by Hano, so then every time you eat a chetzi kezayis, you should get malchus al Hano. And again, let's bavarn this. If you assume that something's also aser by Hano, and you assume like Toisvis that by Hano also you get malchus, then it must be that for the Hano also the shear is a kezayis, and that it must be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, with all the gedorim of kezayis, with all the gedorim of achila. Because Hagabatzmacha, if you'll tell me that there's no gedorim like that, and for the Hano you'll be chayiv even on less than a kezayis, then every time you eat the zach, it should be getting malchus als the Hano. Now, Avada, we're not going to do the Oyber Chacham Shaila of the Mishle Melech, that every time a person's nena from a machola, every time a person eats a machola sasuris, that's asur b'Hano, he should get two malchus, one for eating it and one for nene. That's Avada, it's yesh b'chlal masai mone, and if he ate it, he's chayiv for the eating it. But again, if the gedorim of this thing, which is osir b'achila and b'hano, and we're going like the shita that you get malchus for hano also, it must be that the gedorim of that malchus is the same gedorim, the kezayis, the b'chdei achilas pras, all the gedorim have to be the same. If they're not going to be the same, then every time you eat less than a kezayis, besides just chetzi shir osir b'hano, you should get malchus because of the hano. Teretz says the shir of the hano is also, the malchus of the hano is also only a kezayis. Now that's only true if you learn there's malchus. But the Moshul, the Rambam holds that there's an Isser Hano without malchus. Maybe that Isser Hano is even without a shear of kezayis. That I don't know. Maybe it could be that. It could be without a shear of kezayis. One more shayla, the Menachas Chinuch brings a machloikis mishnah lamelech and slach. If you have macholas asuris that's osur b'achila and b'hano. And the food, this michael is totally ruined. It got nifsad. Some benzene fell on at the chveis. It's totally not royal achilim. It's only royal achilas kelev, if at all. And you went and you didn't eat it, of course, but you went and had hano from it in another way. You used it to shmir yourself. You used it for some other hano. So the Mishle Melech says you're not going to be over. Because if it's not royal achila, so then the Isser Hano also doesn't apply. The Isser Hano comes from the Isser Achila. Once it was nifsad from being royal achila, it's not Osir b'hano either. And the Tzlach says, punkt, fakert. If it's nifsad la'achila, there could still be an Isser Hano. And more than that, even like the Rambam, that bederach klal by Hano, you don't get malchus. That's because it was a candidate for achila. But if it was nifsad milechel, then even the Rambam's going to be moedi, you get malchus for the Hano. Mamash ha-machloikis mikotze la-kotze. Again, on a macholas asuris, that's also osir b'hano, and it's grad impossible to eat it, it got ruined milechel. The Mishnah Melech's mahalach is the Baltic got ruined from its lechol aspect. You can't get Isser Amalkus for the Hano either. The Hano nemtzach from the fact that it was Royal Achila. And the Slach is punk vakert. The Hano still remains. You can still use it for Hanois. So there will be an Isser Hano. Be Yoiser. You'll even get Malkus for the Hano. Even like the Ramam, the Pederachal, you don't get Malkus for the Hano. That's only because it's Royal Achila. When it's not Royal Achila, even the Rambam will be murdered that there's Malkus for the Hano. That's the Machloikis, Mishnah Melech and Slach, Mikotze Lakotze. Now just if you're ois, we're talking the whole time in the past shirim and in this shir about Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. And we had various repercussions because of Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. First of all, that there's no Isser of Taroivis, and then it was Negei, the Gedorim of the Isser Achila, when it was Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. What does it mean Ein Begidin Benois and Tam? You know, the Rash Ben Chulin has the Kasha, also the Maram Chalava in Psochim, Dafchav Beis. How could there be a machloikis of yesh begin the benois and tam? Ask a goy and make a taste test and ask a few of them and take a survey and see if it has a taste. So the Rashi in Chulin says, that's Adi Beis, a giranosh has a tam kolish, it has a small taste. The machloikis is if that tam kolish is rufzach tam. The Maram Chalava says different. He says that be'etzim, the git itself, the sciatic nerve, yeah, the git itself is totally no tam. But on top of the gid is something called the knoiknois, the Gemara says in Chulin. And Zok the Maram Chalav, the knoiknois of Ada do have a tam. The machloikis of yesh begidim benois and tam, or ain begidim benois and tam, is really whether the knoiknois is part of the isur giranoshe. The mandomer ain begidim benois and tam holds that the knoiknois is not usr. Only the gid is usr. And the gid of Ada has no tam whatsoever. The man the omer yesh begidin benois and tam is because the knoikness is also part of the yisr, and the knoikness has a tam. This gets very confusing, this issue, because Lamashu, we spoke about if you eat Giranosh of Chazer, you're not going to get any Isurim because it doesn't have a tam. Memonavshach, if you ate the Knoikness, then Avada you're going to be over Isur Chazer. The Knoikness Avada has a tam. And if you ate the Gid only, then the Gid Avada doesn't have a tam. Seklepminish the Sugya. Oh, but that's a component of the Machloikis. The Rashba learns that there's a tam Kolish in a Giranosh. And the Maram Chalava with his Mechudish Tikamahalich, the Gid itself has no tam. The Knoikness Avada does have a tam. The machloikas yesh begin the nice and tam and begin and tam is the machloikas whether the knoikness is part of the isur giranosh. Menachas Chinuch brings versteht sich that since giranosh is a lav and lav in noshim and an noshim are shove every time by every mitzvah you have to reckon sich if it's only on men or also on women, and of course over here he brings that giranosh is noig sai by noshim and sai by an noshim, women are also muzhar from eating gid hanoshe. There's a pleiadic story though with the crazy Uplasi. The Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz in his Pirish on Yeraday and the crazy Uplasi on Yeraday over here in Simon Samachay, Sevkot and Tezayin. He's dealing over there with the Metzias Hadvarim. I don't have diagrams to work it out, but he's dealing there exactly, if you have a picture of what the Giranosh is, which part, which nerve, which exact piece is it? If you look up in the picture books, what exactly is the Giranosh? And he's having a whole issue over there. And he brings one day about a certain sheet of what the Gid is. And he says, no, that can't be the Gid. Because he says, this specific part of the nerve, that specific shtikala, is only found in male animals and not in female animals. And since it's brought down in the smag, that Giranosh is noig bischarim uven kevis. So it must be that it's Giranosh is in the female animals also. And this shita that's saying that the Giranosh is this and this shtikala, no, because that shtikala is only in the male animals. And in the smag it says that Noig bezchar moving a kavis. And this is a tmiya for hundreds of years. It was a tmiya in the Welt. The smag doesn't say noig bezchar moving a kavis that the giranosh is found in male and female animals. Maybe for all I know that person was right, that the giranosh is a certain specific shtikala which is only found in male animals. And maybe the giranosh is only found in male animals. Ken Zayin. Noig bezchar moving a kavis meant that Jewish men and Jewish women are not allowed to eat the giranosh. Nothing to do with where the Gid is, which piece it is. What is he quoting? Noyig b'scharim uven kevis. It's a plea. Bem is a plea. There were those that wanted to say it's a toyas atfus in the crazy uplasi, and he wasn't quoting the smag that says that the mitzvah of Giranosh is noyig on Jewish men and women. He was actually quoting a sefer hanikar, which is a certain sefer kadmoin, and in that sefer kadmoin it said beforeish that the Gid is found in female and male animals, and he was quoting that sefer, not sefer mitzvahs gadol, nor sefer hanikar, samach heinun. Until the chasam sefer came, it chuvas chasam sefer in Yeridayas, him in samach tes, the chasam sefer says, ani oimer divri yisrael kayomim, the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz didn't make a mistake. What he means is like this. Avad, we know that by all laven in the Torah, men and women are shove. Oh, but the emes is, maybe by Giranosh it should be different. Shteitach al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael, it's Giranosh. Why don't we darshan b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael? Zok to Chasam Sofer, it's not mistaber to darshan b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Why should I darshan that? The histaber should be, it's noyeg on women also. Aber hage ba'atzmach zok to Chasam Sofer. If it would taka be true that the Giranosh is only found in male animals and not in female animals, that would be a sibah to maybe yeah, darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lei b'nei Yisrael. And for the fact that we didn't, that's a raya that the Giranosh is found in female animals also, and that's the craziest raya that the specific Gid we're talking about for the Isra of Giranosh must be a Gid that's found also in female animals. That's after a mitzvah liyashiv on the crazy place. Mice, I saw once they wanted to bring a raya. The Gemara in the beginning of Giranosh is looking for a case of Giranosh by a Mukdoshin, and over there it brings it was in a carbon chatos. Carbon chatos is always in a cave. So you see that there's Giranosh in female animals. But that's not true. You could always be doichik. It's going on a seir nosi or a par helam dover shel tzibur. Avada, chatos yochid is always in a cave. But you do have chatos by a zocher. But that's an interesting pilpul again about whether which gid is noy, which gid is the gid, and the crazy places issue, or whether the gid that was found only in male animals, is it obvious that that's not the gid or not, or it's possible that the isra of Giranosh is only on male animals, and his raya from v'noyheg b'schar muv v'nekevis. The Menachas Chinuch also brings that sumo. He brings sumo, and he's mitzayin to what he spoke earlier. So he's mitzayin really what he spoke about in the previous mitzvah in Sivkot and Chafei. It's a big topic of suma. Mamish just Rosh Prakam of it. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that suma is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. Most Rishonim don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but there are Shitas Yechidim in the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings, or Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Summa Potter Min HaMitzvahs. Step one, Summa Potter Min HaMitzvahs. Step two, the Noid of Yehuda says, Summa Potter Min HaMitzvahs means, even from Lois Asseh. He's totally Potter from the Tariyag Mitzvahs. Not only he's Potter from Mitzvahs Esseh, he doesn't have to wear tefillin, shake a lulav, and things like that. He's also not Muzer on Lois Asseh. He could be Machal Shabbos. He could eat Chazor. He's not Chayiv in the mitzvahs. Summa Potter Min HaMitzvahs. That's the Noid of Yehuda Shita. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Summa Potter Min HaMitzvahs, it's a Ptur on Lois Asseh also. Prima Godim, and a lot of Gedolei Achronim are stark Choylik. They say Avada, Summa is only Potter from Mitzvahs Esseh. But Avada is not allowed to go eat Chazor and kill people. Summa is Avada not allowed to do Lois Asseh. So we have her machloikas. So it's negay here also by Giran Osha. Could assume eat Giran Osha? Is he Muslim on Lavin? So machloikas, no idea who then prima God. No idea who the whole sum is potter from Lois to say also. So the Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Mila, he says a chiddish. Even if you'll say that a sum is potter from all Lois says, but any mitzvah that's part of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, he will be chayiv. Because by Benoyach, we never found a Yalfusa that Sumas Potter. Rabbi Yehuda's din that Sumas Potter is from Gzeres HaKosav. We don't know that from a Pasuk. By Benoyach, we never found a Zamakor. So Avad, he names on that by a Benoyach, there was a Chiv even on a Suma. Zokter, even if a Suma is mamish like a Goy, Tyson Baba Kama says a Suma is like a Goy. He's Potter from Esay, he's Potter from Lois Esay. Abachoch a Goy. Even a Benoyach is Chayiv on certain things. A Suma can't be a Reitzeyach. He's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. You could be mafalbal now of Giran Noshe. It's totally in the machloikas we had in the previous year of Giran Noshe was noig by Benoyach. First of all, even if it was noig by Benoyach, not anymore, but what about it, even Mitchila was only on Bnei Yaakov, not on Bnei Noyach? We spoke about it in the first year. But if you'll say that Giran Noshe was noig by Bnei Noyach, a sumo will be chayiv in Giran Noshe als Benoyachdik. The Gedolei Achrayim Taina, the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas, they say that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and Chulin that we mentioned is lechera not like this Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam says that this that we do mitzvahs bizman hazeh is not because of what was there before Ma'an Torah, only noch Ma'an Torah. It's poka the benoyach tekedin. But that's an akuda levikuach. Is a suma chayiv, in even if he's potter from Esay and he's potter from Lois Esay, helchotch b'chayiv, he's not able to be a roitzeach. You know, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to make a raya, you could recognize someone with a voice. It says, because otherwise, how is a suma mutter in his wife? What's the raya? Maybe he's not. The suma's potter mekala mitzvahs. Okay, you could always say that Gemara is going like the Rabbana, that suma's chayiv in mitzvahs. But stop the idea. If a suma's muzer on Gili Arayis, again, if it's Gili Arayis, if it's b'nei noyach dika Gili Arayis, maybe chutz that he would have. So I saw this horror, they ask, if it's taka true, this idea, that sum is potter from all mitzvahs, all essay, all lois essay, but sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach is chayiv, then one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach is dinim. There should be special bote din for sumas to dan with dayonim that are sumas, and that the nidoinim should be sumas, and that they should dan them hilchas b'nei noyach. If it's taka true, that the b'nei noyach take a din b'leipta for suma. Also, one last thing, there's a shayla that Achrayim ask, a 10-year-old that doesn't have a roitzeach, let's say, he's not chayiv misa. But if he's a bar das, you know, by ben noyach, the share of ben das is not totally in bar mitzvah. If you're a ben das, you're a gadol, you're chayiv. No, so a 10-year-old yid, a 10-year-old katan, that was a ritzeach. He's not chayiv midin Yisrael. Oh, but if he should be chayiv as ben noyach. This topic can go on and on. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to go on though to Be'ezer Hashem to the next mitzvah. Kiddush HaChodesh.